ko pāna tēne mihia tunei mai te reo irirangi te hiko teika, tāku ko te tamahine nei ko Lisa McNab, kei runga i te waia ka kōrero maua i ngā tākoha tonu ki ngā whānau o te hiko teika muri penua huri noa pena katoha tonu ngā no reira e te tamahine e Lisa, e mihi anara.
Tēnā koe pā, e mihi atu ki a koe, mea koutou ngā whānau whānui o whakorongo mai ki te teihana o te reo irirangi o te hiku o te eka. Nō reira, tēnā koe.
Ai, kia ora e te tamahine. Nā rungai tēnā e kaumātua e whakapono anau i mōhi o koe a tātou katoa i nehu ai nanahi. A tērā ko Wiriamu.
Ai,
kamihi, ko tērā ano e tangata, ki te haere horekau e hū me tāna rākau, ahakoa ki runga o te marae, ko tērā tirohanga ki te ngā o te tangata, pea e wāhanga no te wāhi tapi tōnera?
Ai rā, ai e hoa, enenahi i haere a hau ki kaikohe, e hoa, māku e kitea he tēni ngā waka i te taha o te tata i te taha o te rangiāhua. Rangiāhua, ai, te pereti o i mua rahiri. And he urupā kei reira, Peter.
Ai, kei te taha o te number one highway, e urupā kei kona o te taha o te kahibi aira.
And ko tēnā te wā moi e takoto ana te tūpāpaku o Wiriamu, kei reira.
Oh, kia ora rā. Ai.
Ai, tenu aroha. Ai, e mihi atu ki a rātou e hinga i tēnei wā, Pita. E mihi atu ki tēnā rangatira a Wiriamu.
Ai, kia ora anō. I runga o tēnā. E pēnei ka i te atatū nei, ka kite atu ngā hihiringa o tamanui te rā, ki runga i ngā kapua o muri o maunga taniwha, te hikoi ngā o rātou kohuri tuara mai, anei rā Wiriamu mā wera, a Uncle Hector me te maha atu no rātou a Nuki Aldridge, he whakamātou tonu mai kia tātou e te tamahine, anei te huarahi hoki ki te kainga, mō te ao wairua no reira ka huihui rātou, nā runga o wera o Wotaua whakaaro kōrero. Engari, ka hoki mai ki a tau kōrero mō tēnei wā. Ano, ko heke ho tātou i tō tātou kakamao, tō tātou kāwana, anei rā o tō tātou Prime Minister ki te rāhui a Aotearoa, me ngā whānau ki o rātou kāinga, ka pēnei te horo o tō tātou heke ho ki te taumatarua. No reira e te tamahine e ahawo kōrero, mō tērā mahi a tō tātou Prime Minister i tēnei wā i te poto noiho o tō tātou here ki ngā kāinga ko whakapuarengi anō me te iti katoa o te pāpā mai o te uru tā ki roto o Aotearoa. E hau o whakaaro?
Ai, māku i huri ki te reo Pākehā, Peter. Ai, ko tēnei te wā, yes, level 2, taumata i rua. You know, through this time, what has been seen has, you know, we have seen iwi step up, provide tākoha through support from Pūtea, from the government. Yeah, iwi themselves have also, is in my head, contributed to that tākoha, whether it's been through kai, through eka, miti, roadblock, hygiene packs, you know, manpower. We've seen that from both the iwi and the government. And sometimes during that time, they've worked together to ensure that, you know, that whānau, kaumātua, our whānau who are most in need, our homeless whānau, have been catered for. Now, throughout all of my you know, contributions to the discussion, to the conversation, Peter, my whakaaro has been that this crisis has existed before COVID. However, what we saw in COVID was a stronger sense of collaboration between iwi and government and the wider whānau and hapū around support to those in the most need. However, again, my whakaro, tāku whakaro tēnei, and rightly or wrongly, whether you agree or disagree, my thinking is that it has been set up this false economy, this false sense of security. Because now that we're in level two, are we seeing the same activity and tākoha of iwi out to our whānau, our kaumātua? I'm not going to answer. I'll leave that question for everyone in their own heads to answer. I know that in Te Rārawa, just on Mother's Day, the takiwā, the ahipara takiwā, they continue. That was level two, and they were continuing to do that. I also know that there have been other iwi that have been able to do that as well. But what it has done, again, tāku whakaro, is that it set up this false sense of economy, this false economy, that are we going to be able to, you know, is what has been provided to these whānau, to these populations, to these communities, are they going to be sustainable? I think not. Because as I said before, the whole thing around, a false economy, and now that we're coming out of levels and, you know, we're now in level two, and how long before we drop to level one, and while there's a lot of activity and while we've got whānau back into work and jobs, there's still this our whānau communities who haven't got jobs to go back to, who have still got to be paying rent, even though there was some sort of freeze on rent increases. That's not the same as a freeze on rent. And now will we start to see any number of, those freezes that were put in place start to be reduced or decreased in the availability? We've seen lately and heard that some of the employees have been not using the wage subsidy in the right way. And what does that mean? Does that mean that they've been taking the wage subsidy but actually been, they've laid off staff? So there's so many variables and in my head again, are we going to see the increase of the need, the homelessness, all of the things that was a crisis in my head before COVID? And how are we, and where is the responsibility going to be sitting? We've seen all of these dollars in terms of the budget that have been, attributed to this, I don't know, I'm not very good with figures, but, around in the budget and coming to Māori for this, that and the other thing. But it's still, in my head, not going to meet the need, because the crisis of poverty and need and homelessness and having to pay rent and family violence and unemployment, they're going to be even more noticeable because of the increase in the unemployment numbers. Peter, again, going back to whose responsibility is it? We saw through COVID that people were being kind to each other. Is that going to continue? He pātai tēnā. Is that going to, that kindness, that responsibility that we saw from each other to each other around ensuring that my neighbour was safe and well and cared for and had somebody to touch base with, that my whānau, who was Māwiwi, Mamai, that they had a nominated shopper, that my you know, whanaunga, who was in this position of need, you know, somebody I would step up and support them in some way. So when we say who's going to, whose responsibility is it, why would it change from being our responsibility? And I know that, and I'm not meaning responsibility in terms of financial responsibility, but we know we can support each other without the dollar having to be always at the front end of what does good support look like. Why would we be changing what we saw during level 4 and level 3 around support? Yes, totally see and acknowledge that the tākoha kai, the āwhina, ki te koha kai and miti and hua whenua rānei. Yeah, absolutely acknowledge that those things have to be, you know, paid for somehow by someone. But why would we want to then put the responsibility of caring just back in at the foot of one person or one entity? When we saw how we collaborated, when we saw how we can start to take responsibility. You know, we talk about tuakana taina. We talk about all the tangas, manaakitanga, I tautokotanga. We talked about those things and prior to COVID. And for some of us, it was talk. Yet during the, you know, and for some of us pre-COVID, it was a reality, you know. And then during COVID, we saw that it became a reality for more than four people, you know, again, just using that as an example. So whose responsibility? Is it not all? Is it not everyone's responsibility? Whose responsibility financially? Well, yes, okay, the government has the biggest responsibility in welfare. But we as iwi and providers, you know, Māori providers, we get dollars, or they get dollars. Dollars come into our community, for support in the social sense. But what's going to happen differently now? Is something going to happen differently? Are we going to be, instead of, you know, making a profit, start to really examine homelessness and poverty and those in most need? Are we going to do that a lot better than what's been happening? More questions than answers, Peter. More questions than answers. But if we don't talk about the reality of these things and what unemployment is going to do, even exacerbate what was already a crisis, then, we're going to be worse off if we just try to say it's one person or one entity's responsibility.
Ai, kia ora te tamahine. E tautoko anau e ngā kōrero, holy support, you know, what you're just saying. But I mean, however insane that is, I never thought I would ever see this happen in my lifetime. However, I am so grateful for my tamariki and mokopuna. I am still here, and it made the transition for them so much easier through me teaching them ki te mahi kai, mahi mahinga, and all of those things. Becoming self-sufficient is not actually living out of a shop or living out of a takeaway bar. Is to showing them how to actually mahi kai at home, to share kai when your cupboards are full and overflowing. You don't let your kai go rotten. You share with the families, you know, that aren't as fortunate as how we were. And I've always done that up here. I've done that with all my family to show them that. As for me, see it actually happening for real, it was a reality check. And I hope I really, really hope Aotearoa took note of that and do not forget and remember everything you've just said. Look after your neighbour, you know, is that always extend the hand of Afi. It te ao Māori, that was te ao Māori in the big picture ki Aotearoa, how it actually performed, what it did and how it survived.
Yes, Peter, I totally agree. And you talking about Marakai, and I mean, even through this whole, you know, you saw recipes up on Facebook on how to make flower play, how to make takako, how to make those things that were able to sustain and provide, and for some were a great bloody achievement, you know. So, and that's where I'm talking about whose responsibility. You know, we can do it. We've showed we could do it, and we just got to keep going. And that's like you're saying, marakai. Marakai, cooking with what you've got in the cupboard, making a meal for everyone from what you've got in the cupboard, not taking the easy route out, you know, because you couldn't during this time. And why are we going to change? Why? Because it's about convenience, and then convenience costs, and then the cost is not only in terms of what comes out of your pocket, but where that dollar that you've just used on a convenience could have been, you know, is now gone, and you can't pay your rent, you can't pay your power, you can't pay. So, you know, it's going to be tough times ahead for so many.
You know, where tamahi, ne?
Let's not forget there was tough times pre this. You know, so it's just going to be tougher for some and tough for more.
Kia ora, you know, in what you're saying about, you know, convenience, when my tupuna was alive, is that we didn't, you know, and when he asked us, oh, haere koe te tiki murni kei raro I taku pēti, and we used to go there and lift his mattress up, and an ex-war veteran, Second World War veteran, he had his mattress stuffed full of money. I mean, he had thousands of pounds that was under his mattress. And tera, you know, and the thing was, he had cows, pigs, sheep, kei kona for the family.
Yeah.
You know, and we used to say, oh, Papa, give some money. He said, oh, I think I got a couple of bob under my mattress. Go and have a look. You lift the mattress up and there was thousands and thousands of pounds that was stuffed in our tupuna's mattress. You know, and there was one thing we were never to do. He said, you go grab one of those, a pound, then it was purple. Haere koe hopua mai tahi o ngā mea kākau, rikira, mau tera, you know, and for a 10-year-old to be walking around with a 1-pound note, by kare, you know, you got to be pretty well off. You know,
talking about that, Peter, you know, the other thing is that, you know, as whānau, how are we pulling together the little bits of dollars we have to buy a couple of tree beasts and grow them on?
I don't.
How, you know, and using the land that we have to run a couple of tree beasts, and then when we knock it off, we all get a quarter each. You know, how are we working smarter with each other as a whānau?
I killed it.
You know, like I said before, it's the responsibility lays with all of us.
Absolutely.
How do you, as you're the head of your whānau, say, righto, let's, you know, who's the farmer or whatever, you know, let's buy some calves. You know, let's buy a couple of four calves and raise them up, and then we've got them if there's a tangi and our whānau, or if there's a something. You know, let's work smarter together, Peter. Much of your time, but ngā mihi atu kia koe me ngā whānau whānui o te hiku o teka.
Ai, kia pai tōra, Māori ora.
Ai, kia ora.
Ae, ka whakarongo mai koutou ki e rā kōrero nā te tamahi nenei nā Lisa McNabb. E tika hoki, me piri ko tahi tonu tātou kaua e mea nā te covert nahi I piri ei, kaua a tātou e wale awhi te tahi I te tahi. Ko pāme tāna manuhiri, Lisa McNabb e mihi atu nei rā Māori ora.